As we prepare to hear God's word to us in Scripture, let's pray for the illumination of the Holy Spirit. God of mercy, you promised never to break your covenant with us. So speak your eternal word to us through these words of Scripture and help us to respond to your gracious promises with faithful and obedient lives. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For the next few weeks, I'm going to be following the lectionary of Scripture readings, and I will be focusing on Luke for the Gospel readings and Jeremiah for the Old Testament readings. And sometimes I'm going to preach from Luke, and sometimes I'm going to preach from Jeremiah. And I have to say that the passages aren't going to be necessarily related, but I thought I wanted us to be hearing from both of these stories. And so today, by the way, I'm going to be focusing on Jeremiah. And our first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah chapter 1 in verses 4 to 10. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I'm only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words into your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." And here ends our first reading. And our second reading is from the Gospel according to Luke in chapter 14. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. And when Jesus noticed how the guests chose the place of honor, he told them a parable. "When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who has invited both of you may come and say to you, 'Give this person your place.' And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you're invited, go and sit down at the lowest place so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." And he also said to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid." This is the word of the Lord.